1.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number 3 of the program, and you can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back to your calls. It's Andy in Michigan. Andy, you had just gotten into your story. If you could quickly recap for everybody just tuning in here, and go ahead and with your point, sir.
All right. Am I there?
You are here.
My wife had a job with a major automotive supplier, and they mostly went out of business. And she got into this program called Trade Readjustment Allowance, or the initials are TRA.
Okay.
So she's gotten herself enrolled in college, and come to find out that beyond the issue of the state deciding what is a demand career or not, that's probably another whole phone call. But
oh yeah.
She decided to go into a technical field involving electronics and things like that.
Okay.
And to get a degree in this or in any other field, and I thought at first it was state-related, but then I come to find out, no, it's not. Everybody has to do this. She has to take this class called political science. And this class requires more materials. They said they've issued 4 textbooks in the last 5 years for this class. And when she comes home, she's got all this homework. Does she have reams of technical data to pour over about electronics and digital circuitry and things like this? No.
No, she's learning about governments and politics?
She has to write 5 pages about Barack Obama or
John
McCain.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know what I mean? And right off the bat. And this is...
awful.
It's ridiculous.
This is for technical school?
It's a community college.
Okay, gotcha.
But one of their prerequisites for any degree program is to take this political science course.
Yeah, got to indoctrinate the youngins with as much as they could possibly learn about the state and how great it is.
And, of course, I've been spending the last few months pounding Free Talk Live in her head, and if you think Ian's extreme, you ought to catch her on one of her good days.
Oh, good.
Wow, that sounds good to me. Hey, what is it about the political science? Isn't that kind of like an oxymoron? How is it that science could apply to this beyond the science of violating other people's rights
in the science of brainwashing?
There you okay.
She told me they had a lecture or whatever in class today, and they were supposed to come up with a slogan for a campaign slogan. And she thought about it for a little while, and what she came up with is smaller government, bigger paychecks. And they looked at her like she just crawled out of a hole in the ground or something.
Oh, wait, this is a campaign for like a fantasy campaign or a slogan for a fantasy campaign, not one of the actual candidates?
Right.
I see. Okay. Yes, I was going to say, otherwise the slogan could be, I'll steal less than the other guy. Maybe.
Or don't steal, given his competition.
Don't hold me to it.
I'll spend my stolen money on different stuff. Yeah.
Hey, great.
I always liked how that don't steal, the government hates competition bumper sticker.
We're kinder, gentler thugs.
Keep us in mind as she continues to tell you stories, and if you get her, if she feels like it, have her give us a call and tell us, again, some of the continued things that will go on in this class. She just started it, right? Or is it in the middle of the semester?
It's her first. She's just in her first week, so okay. I'm sure there'll be more lowlights as time rolls on.
Yes, share them with us as time rolls on, and I thank you for the call, Andy. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 1-800-259-9231.
That sounds like an adventure in the making.
Yeah, I love the idea. I know I understand that she's trying to get a degree, so there's only so much she can probably play with in the class as far as her viewpoint is concerned, because if you piss the teacher off too much, they could hold a vendetta against you and grade your papers poorly as a result of that.
I had a communist professor in college.
Oh, boy.
And yeah, he gave me a C.
That's good enough. That passes you, right?
Yeah, it did, but I didn't like getting C's. I hated C's.
Well, yeah, was it worth it for the fun that you had in class?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I would have taken a D to just to get in his face a little bit.
There's no better time than in a classroom situation like that when surrounded by young people to throw out the ideas of liberty and defend them vehemently. People are going to come up to you afterwards. They're going to talk to you and say, yeah, I liked what you said in there. Tell me more.
I think there's an opportunity to take it too far, too.
That's why I say you got to be careful. You have to really kind of feel out the teacher as far as what kind of person
are they. Not just the teacher, but the students, too. Look, if you're, if you're monopolizing too much class time, you're not getting whatever work it is that the teacher wants to give you a grade on done, and you're
usually
doing essentially you're going to get the kind of situation going with that Sam in Texas got going in the court there. People are going to be like, come on, I've had enough of this. Let's go.
Don't make it your class. Just make it so you throw in some barbed and pointed comments.
Sniping.
Exactly.
For questions.
Questions, of course, are even better. Let's continue and talk to Bob, who is gone. Instead, we'll talk to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hey, hon, I just got something from American Center for Law and Justice.
Who?
Our freedom of speech is being tried to be taken away from us.
No, it's already gone, Paula.
No,
it's not gone yet.
No. American Center for Law and
Tell
Justice.
Tell that to the people in the free speech zone,
Let
Mark.
Me let the people need it. They need
go,
to know
Paula,
about that.
Go, get it out there.
Okay.
It's that
they have
Paul.
To go to the Supreme Court of the United States, okay? It's a briefing and oral argument calendar. It's the day after Veterans Day. It's fitting that it's fitting that we should make the case for the preservation of our national heritage on the day after our nation salutes those who have given themselves to the cause of freedom through military
enough
service.
Of that.
Our
enough
nation.
Of that, Paula. Let's hear it
Wait
in your
minute.
Own words.
They're having to go and protect our freedom of speech. They're
who's
trying
they?
To take it away from us.
Who are they?
They've got 10 attorneys. American Center for Law and Justice. They
Americans
have 10
who?
Attorneys. Okay, plus some other people helping them too. Anyway, they're going to have to go to the Supreme Court themselves. They said the ramifications are gigantic.
What's going to happen if the Supreme Court just says, "Nah, we can regulate speech"? Been going on for years. Case
we
history, case studies.
We have to stand up and fight this. You understand this?
It's case law. That's what I mean. Case law
Paula,
says they can regulate obscene speech. They can regulate indecent speech.
I think the idea
they can regulate
Paula,
profane
hold
speech.
On, please stop, Ian. I think that the idea of the Supreme Court was that they were insulated from the public and from sort of politics that go about. I mean, these nine people have their jobs until they decide to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So they get to choose whatever they want to. It's not like rallying to a politician where you get to say, hey, look, we're not going to vote for you again. We're not going to give you our money. We're not going to support you. They don't need anything from us.
Okay, let me tell you something. You can go and you can go before the Supreme Court yourself. You can send us and faxes to them. Matter of fact, about the thing about the gun situation, I got that stopped because I threatened them. And I told them, I said, if you even think about going against this gun amendment, I said, you will no longer have a job. And
so you were the person that turned the Heller case? It was you?
Yeah, I went to the U.S. Attorney General's office first.
Well, they
would remove him if they went against him. But anyway,
they tricked you though, Paula, because in fact, the Heller case gave any municipality or state the ability to regulate gun ownership, and Washington D.C. regulates semi-automatic weapons, calls them machine guns.
They can create whatever parameters they want to. So
anyway,
the Heller case wasn't a real victory at all.
Paula, what does your husband? How does he feel about you making all this trouble?
It says this is not supposed to be gone against, okay? And I explained it to them. And I said, matter of fact, I even let them know my family helped them, wrote this Constitution.
Yeah.
And I said, this is not going to happen.
But well,
I appreciate you standing up for our...
Let me tell you who's all in on this, okay?
Okay, go
ahead. United States Department of Justice is filed on our behalf. They'll be participating in the oral arguments as well. The city of New York, concerned about a statue of tyranny going up next to Lady Liberty, has filed the American Legion, Veterans of Foreign Affairs of the United States, the Military Order of the Purple Heart.
So, Paula, here's the important question. Are you going to, if the Supreme Court decides that free speech is over with, are you going to, shut up?
No, I'm not.
Well, then what's the point of all this? I mean, if people don't obey,
that
doesn't matter.
We have a country that we have to save. Do you understand that?
It's beyond that point, my friend. It is over. The U.S. government is done for, and there is no saving this. I thank you for the call, Paula, and good luck with your little court case there. 800-259-9231.
She is fiery tonight.
That is the SACL.
She's had it with all your crap, Ian.
SACL CAI toll free line. So, free speech zones. Yeah, go tell that to the people in the free speech zones that they still have free speech. Tell that to the people in Denver right now that are protesting the Democratic National Convention that they still have free speech being rounded up.
And they're getting their heads cracked with billy clubs.
Have you seen, is there footage of that now?
Yes, there is.
Wow, I have not seen that one yet. I'll have to look for that.
Women, too.
What? Okay. 800-259-9231. Yeah, you tell that to those people. Free speech. What a joke. You can take control and bring up anything. The only time you've got free speech is when you open your mouth and you speak out. If you go to the court and you ask some man in a robe to allow you to be free, you've already lost.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies. who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. And ladies, don't hesitate to submit your pictures for the Shrine. All the details are there at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Dex-C20 is a natural appetite suppressant, enabling people to eat less and still feel full. Users report they eat the same foods. They just feel eat less of them without feeling hungry. They also report feeling more energy without the jitters. We're very comfortable with the fact that Dex-C20 contains no caffeine or herbal stimulants. And, you know, those are the things that that's the most important aspect of this diet supplement I've been taking, is that I can't handle any stimulants at all. But
It makes you crazy.
That's what the ad says. And it does. I mean, you've seen nights when I've had too much caffeine in here. And, you know, I'm not nice to people when I'd come unglued if I took one of those old Dexatrims. It just wouldn't work for me. So Dex-C20, if you have the same problem as I do, want to lose weight the easy way, try Dex-C20. You can get it at most major drugstores and at diet.freetalklive.com.
All right. So as you may recall, if you were listening last night, I went over an encounter I had with a City of Keene bureaucrat, one of their so-called code enforcers, who came and attempted to threaten me because there's a couch in my yard. Now, it's not my couch. It's the neighbor's couch. I own a duplex here in Keene, and my neighbors, they were living there since when I moved, you know, bought the house and moved in. And I think the couch has been there the entire time. I don't really recall. It's really such a non-issue. It's there, and no one's ever complained about it the entire time I've lived here.
Is it in your yard, or is it on the porch?
It's in the yard.
Oh, it's in the yard.
It's in the yard between a couple trees right next to the sidewalk.
Although there is a couch on the porch, too.
There's a couch on the porch, too. Yeah, why isn't that a problem?
Yucker do. Now, you know, you don't necessarily know whether it's a problem for people, because many people don't have the guts to say anything, as to, you know, when
too bad for them.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
All right. Squeeze the wheel.
You're claiming that, in fact, it's not a problem, but
it is not a problem because it has not been a problem enough for someone to say something about it. And the neighbors, the ones that have the couch, are in touch with many of the neighbors that are adjacent to the home. They have lived here a long time, and they know who these people are better than I certainly do. I can recognize them when they walk around, but I don't know who they are. They know who they are. And the woman who's right across the street from the couch is, again, somebody they know well, apparently, and she's never said anything about it. So anyway, clearly the neighbors don't have a problem. Otherwise, they'd could say something.
I've been coming here almost 2 years. I've never even noticed it.
It's on the other side of the house, so you don't really go by it. But anyway, this guy came yesterday. Carl is his name, and he threatened me with a $100 fine for this couch being in the yard. And I basically said, "Well, you know, where's the agreement I signed? What about consent of the governed?" And of course, he didn't really want to answer those questions.
As a matter of fact, he didn't.
He seemed pretty upset by the idea that I was videotaping it, though he did say I could videotape anything I wanted to. Well, that's good. I didn't ask you for your permission.
Thank
it's
you.
My property. I don't need your permission. And so I guess he's going to come back in another week with another $100, or you know, maybe give me a $200 fine. Of course, he didn't actually write my name on the fine, so it's a notice of violation, name of violator, blank. So I'm not quite sure how that's going to play out. I don't know if they can lien my house if my name's not on it, or if they can just, like you were saying off the air, Wayne, like how the DEA will charge a stack of cash with a crime of money laundering or something like that, and they can just confiscate the cash. Maybe it'll be kind of the same way, where they'll just charge the house with the violation and put a lien on the house. Who knows what they're going to do, but we'll document as much of it as possible and talk about it here. But I bring it up again, because the comments have been pretty heated about it over at freekeen.com, which is where you can see the video if you haven't seen it yet. It's called The Couch Enforcer. And, again, freekeen.com has that video. Here's a few of the comments, and we can discuss as necessary. And you can call in and bring up anything, of course. Ari writes, "A junk couch for bird watching? Are you serious? Or just looking for a fight and an excuse? Whoa, whoa. Wait a minute. I'm not looking for a fight. I didn't even know. I barely even noticed the couch was even there. I mean, I have seen it, but it doesn't even register with me. It's like a green couch, and it blends in with the grass, and I don't know. It wasn't a problem with me. If it was, I would have said something to the neighbors. So I wasn't looking for a fight. I didn't put the couch there expecting something to happen. It's not even my couch. And was what? I need an excuse? Am I looking for an excuse to fight with the government? No, they came to me. They came to me and threatened me. There was peace before the government people came and started throwing their threats around and their tickets and littering their tickets all over my property. So everything was fine up until that point. They initiated this. Anyway, he says, if so, I see your point, but you would do well to place your efforts in more efficient ventures that will actually accomplish greater freedom for all. Of course, he doesn't actually suggest what those efficient ventures might be. My presumption is he wants us to vote. He wants me to participate in the system and vote, and it seems to me that that is the least efficient venture. Anyway, that's my speculation. He goes on to say, no one really wants to fight for the freedom to keep a junk couch on the front lawn. Now, one man's junk is another man's treasure, my friend.
Well,
so
this is the part where I sort of agree with Ari here, is I don't know if this is the best battle, simply because I think that what one should look unimpeachable when one is fighting like this, fighting these sorts of battles, and junk couches aren't unimpeachable. If it was,
it's my property, I can put whatever I want on it.
If I do agree. I'm just saying it doesn't look unimpeachable. You look like the guy who has a junk couch in his backyard.
Well, the first time,
not to mention the junk couch on the porch.
The first time you complained about the fact that I wasn't paying the parking ticket, Mark, and now you're complaining about the fact that it's this junk couch. These are just things. I'm just living my life as a free person, and the government is deciding to attack me on certain things, and you're saying I should just go ahead and obey these masters, these people that would rule over my life. You're saying I should obey and obey and obey until something comes up that is unimpeachable? There is no unimpeachable issue. There's always going to be a group of people that are going to corner, side in the corner of the government and say, whatever it is that you're doing is wrong. You shouldn't be doing that. You're painting your house. How about that one? There are some places where there are house colors that are illegal. In fact, right here in our very own Keene, there's a historic district that they're working on implementing. Actually, Mark, you don't live in Keene anymore. But anyway, yeah. here in Keene,
and you're listing some reasons why.
I believe now. I don't think that my house is actually in the historic district. I'm pretty close to the center of downtown, but not that close. So it's mostly like the center of Keene, the actual heart of downtown, that will be considered this historic district. And the historic
bunch of
district,
old clap trap,
right?
Busybodies who have nothing
Tinder
better to
boxes
do.
That could go up at any second.
Right. This historic district is essentially, from my understanding, and I've listened to them discussing it on the radio, all the ins and outs of it, they will have total control, total veto power over anything you wish to do to your property. Want to put in new windows? You have to go ask permission. Want to change the color of the house? Literally. You want to paint your house? You have to go to the historic zoning board, or whatever it is they'll be called, and ask for permission. So everything you want to do, you want to put a new door on? You have to ask for permission. Anything that would change the internals or the externals of your home, since it's a historic property, you have to beg for permission. And some people are going to look at that, Mark, if I was in the historic district and I went ahead and just changed out the windows in the house without asking for permission, they'll see that. That's not unimpeachable. They're going to say, wait, you're in the historic district. What about the character of our community? This is what we wanted as the community, and now you're not honoring our wishes. More coming up. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnoses. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. Focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Thanks. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download right there from the front page of the website, going back for an entire year free. Again, freetalklive.com. This program is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full org approach to account recovery, and it's really three companies in one. SACL does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com and do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live, like SACL CAI. As we continue sharing with you some of the comments that I have received on a recent blog post over on my blog at freekeen.com called The Couch Enforcer. The city of Keene bureaucrats here in New Hampshire are apparently after me for whatever reason. The couch, by the way, has been in the yard as long as I can remember. It may have even been here when I moved in.
Sometimes these things just happen.
So now you're being somewhat paranoid
to say that...
Fred Parcells did happen to drive by the house. Fred Parcells, one of the former city councilors, somebody who seems to be obsessed with Free Staters. Would you agree that Fred Parcells is obsessed with Free Staters, Mark?
Shown some indications
of
that.
He's an interesting character. We've had lunch with him. I mean, yeah, he's okay in person, but I don't know. He drove by one day, and then the next day, one of his buddies shows up with threats about the couch in the yard. So, coincidence? Who knows? We'll never be able to prove any of it, but let me continue with the... With some of the comments here. So Ari says, there are a lot of questions to be answered from both sides, but yes, when you bought the land, you did consent to be governed by many laws. Really? I understand that people keep asserting that, but just because you say it doesn't make it true. I looked pretty carefully at the paperwork that I signed when I bought this house, and I did not see anything about consenting to the laws.
Did you join a homeowners association when you bought this house? No.
Nope, I definitely didn't do that.
Okay.
I would not have. If there was a homeowners association, I would not have purchased this home.
So there's no. What about city statutes? Is there a city statute against having a couch in your yard?
But there may very well be city statutes. I'm sure there is something about junk in the yard, and that's what he is citing with his little ticket. But it's not my statutes, it's their statutes. It's my property, not theirs. And so I understand people keep asserting, well, because you live in this geographic zone, you are part of their society, and therefore you have to follow all their laws. Well, what if I disagree with that? Why don't you prove that? How are you going to factually prove that to me exactly? Really, the only thing that makes me part of their laws is their willingness to use violence on me if I don't obey. That's the only thing that continues to motivate me to pay these absurd property taxes that they levy on my house. That's the only reason I continue to do it, and that's only because my girlfriend Julia feels she's scared they're going to take our house away from us. It's a legitimate fear. Yeah. They've done it to others.
Yes, it is.
So, really, it's all about the violence. Anyway, he says, a long way from Gandhi, you are Ian Freeman. And then he posts again. He says, as students of history and the foreign policy of the United States, I'm sure you're familiar with what the CIA terms blowback. And thus, my greatest fear from the influx of these so-called free staters is that it will result in a reactionary fear of freedom. Liberty lovers, as politicos, inspectors,
you're
and police
ruining it for everybody,
will crack down on those that enjoy the freedoms we have already fought for in the Shire. And thus, it is coming true. No
the ones we're losing? On a day-to-day basis?
Well, this is his viewpoint, right? He says, no one cared about the old couch on my property before you came into town, or the fact that when I ran for office, I wanted to give money back to the taxpayer. I don't understand what he's saying there. Anyway, he says, we've already seen the blowback from your abrasiveness as Free Talk Live has been pulled from the air in Montana. What did you think would happen in Keene? Well, the Montana situation is completely irrelevant to what's going on here. The Montana situation had to do with a bunch of fringe conspiracy theorists and immigrant haters rallying to take us off the air. We're fine, by the way. We've gotten more radio affiliates since we lost Montana, and we're up. We've got 40 radio affiliates. Nothing has really been lost in the wash, and even Montana hasn't taken us off the air completely. We're still there on Saturday nights. So, bad example. Anyway, he continues. He says, you chose the most socialist place in New Hampshire.
I agree with that.
As it's largely made up of socialist Keene State professors. Of course I chose the most socialist place in New Hampshire. Because, number one, liberals, in my opinion, are actually easier to convert to liberty. But, number two, I'm fine with the challenge. It doesn't bother me one iota that this is probably one of the biggest governments in the state of New Hampshire.
So it's a challenge that you're admitting that, in fact, you were spoiling for a fight.
They're the ones that are fighting, Mark. I came here to choose to live free,
but I understood that
it may be easier for me to live free in a place in the middle of nowhere like Grafton, where there's virtually no one around, versus here in Keene. So I made a very conscious choice to come out here. I can handle this, and I understood what I was getting into.
That's right, and these so-called intellectual professors should have nothing to fear then. They have all their education, and I'm sure they can refute anything Ian has to say.
Right, well, they shouldn't find any kind of disturbance. But, you know, I know what Fred Parcells would say to what you're saying there is, well, you had lots of choices when you moved for the Free State Project.
I wouldn't be obeying in those places either. I wouldn't be bowing down and kissing the boots of the state there either.
It's such a nice place, you know, and it's nice for a reason.
Because of their laws,
because
right?
of all our laws. Yeah. So, you know, just leave us alone.
We have a quality of life to maintain here, Ian.
Well, they will say that everywhere, Mark. Every city is proud of itself. Every town is proud of itself. We're the plastic city, or whatever it is. Some place in Massachusetts, like the plastic city. You know, everybody.
I like Toy Town, Winchendon.
Yeah, every town has got their town pride. It's kind of like a little version of nationalism. And so anywhere that a peaceful, non-cooperative activist goes to live free, they're going to run up against opposition.
They're going to run up against
the same old arguments.
Some will be more than others.
Anyway, Ari continues. He says, we also had regulation-free manicures, open carry, and puppet shows before you all had to make a big fuss about it all as well. So he's claiming that they didn't have regulated manicures before the outlaw manicurist. Well,
if he
sorry.
Didn't get caught.
sorry, no, you didn't have regulation-free manicures because he was protesting the manicure regulation laws. He's referring to a man that went out and gave a manicure in public in front of the regulatory agency and charged for it and got arrested. Now, that's agitating. That's agitating when you go out and you look for that trouble. When you go out right in front of the bureaucracy and you say, you thumb your nose and you say, meh, I'm going to do this and I don't care what you're going to do to me. That's far more agitating than me sitting here in my house doing my business day to day and having some bureaucrat show up to aggress against me. They chose to aggress against me. Not to say I won't be an agitator. I mean, I was involved in planning the gambling, public gambling earlier this year. We're probably going to have some sort of marijuana disobedience next year, which I certainly will be participating in. So it's not to say I won't agitate. It's just that in general, I don't. Generally, I keep to myself, and they are the ones that aggressed here. Anyway, he says, notice how no one so he's not just complaining about me. He's complaining about every non-cooperative free stater. He's talking about Dave Ridley, who's done puppet shows, illegal puppet shows, and he's going to do another one next month, which I think is great.
Can't wait to see that one.
In New Hampshire, it's illegal to do a public puppet show and charge money for it. Dave's now broken that law, I believe, three times. He's going to break it for the fourth time, and every time he breaks that law, he always adds in new laws that he can break at the mm-hmm. same time, like hiring somebody to collect the money for him at below minimum wage. Now he's talking about hiring an underage person below minimum wage to collect the money for him. So, you know, breaking as many laws as possible in the process and showing the system for how truly absurd and oppressive it really is. But this person's got a problem with all of it. I guess if this guy had his way, we'd just all vote. And go and beg at the state house. Beg to be free. I've had it with begging. It hasn't gotten us anywhere. Yes, I know, the politicals will say, we're making progress. Okay, fine. You are making progress, but it's not very fast. And I think it's the most inefficient way to go about things.
Well, I think that when these stories come up, I think that it, you know, in all of these different cases, these civil disobedience issues, It some people get on board. When Rosa Parks didn't get up from that bus seat, some people said, well, that damn black lady should deserve any problems.
Yeah, she's making waves.
But some other people said, you know, there's no reason she should have.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Enough time for your comments about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune and lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers, to personal alarms and pepper spray. Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Here's a story. You wash your car, how long does it last? 3 days? A week? 2 weeks? Life Change Tea eliminates chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and much more. The effect? You lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. So here's the story. You wash your car, it gets dirty again. You cleanse your body, chemicals and toxins come back. The fix? Stay on the tea. And here's how we will help. Ask for the Mid-State Fair Special when ordering. Here's how to order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get the tea. Restoring America's health, one tea bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make them now at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. For as little as $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country, spreading the message as far and as wide as possible of freedom and liberty. Those ideas are so important. If you agree, then become an amplifier and get access to the AmpOnly perks like the chat room, the forum, the AmpOnly call-in lines, and more. All the details are there waiting for you at freetalklive.com. As we continue to share some of these comments with you about what people have had to say over at freekeen.com about the couch enforcer, the conflict that the government here in Keene, New Hampshire has decided to initiate against me, a peaceful person who was not harming anyone. They decided that the couch that was on the lawn here on my property was objectionable and wanted to threaten me with their fines and court, and I don't know where it will go from court.
Ian, but what's this really about? Really, you know what it is about. It's you have dangerous ideas.
That's right.
And you're expressing them way too readily.
That's absolutely
around here.
They're targeting.
And people are getting upset at you for that.
But, which is why we need more people here to share the same ideas so they can't target everybody all at once.
Because you're shattering their illusions and they want to cling to them.
Yep. So they want me to be obedient. They want me to pay up. They want me to bow to their supposed authority, and I won't do it. I've had enough of it. Yeah, I'm going to still pay the property taxes because Julia, she and I agreed that I would wait until there were five people that were willing to not pay property taxes within the same relative geographic area.
Yeah, but five's not enough. They'll just foreclose on five people.
Her feel good about it, and that's all I care about because I was ready to do it last time.
Yeah. So, I'm for it in the same city. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what she wants. She wants pretty much all Keene.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Make them deal with quite a few of you.
But until then, I'm not going to play their little games. I'm not going to obey their petty little diktats. I mean, if I'm paying taxes, I'm certainly supposedly, you know, a part of, you know, the people that are paying them. So they should be serving me. And if this is their level of service, I don't want their services.
Wasn't there a case in, I think it was Argentina a while back, where they actually abolished most of the laws and started over again? Wouldn't that be great if they just kind of scrapped everything that was passed after
awesome.
Like 1910?
Yeah. And not start over.
We just got back to natural law, and that was it. But
that would be great, and
that's
that would be
fantasy.
Ideal. We can have it happen. It's just we have to have people willing to say, no, I've had it with this. I'm not going to obey.
There are too many stupid laws and too many stupid busybodies who want to run other people's lives.
Speaking of those busybodies, they are commenting on my story over at freekeen.com about this whole issue. And one of them, one of the commenters, Ari, is generally just attacking free staters that don't do political action. Free staters that have been non-cooperative, like Russell Canning and Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Russell Canning, from the New Hampshire Free Press, the editor of that particular newspaper, recently went to the airport in Manchester and held a sign that said, "Report TSA abuses here." And Ari references that in his post. He says, "Notice that no one even stepped up to complain about the TSA at the Manchester airport." Well, that's not necessarily a failure on Russell's part. It's just maybe people were too scared. Maybe they didn't want to be seen complaining. Or maybe they just thought it was a silly protest and didn't think anything of it. Maybe they just saw it, you know, smiled and moved on. Not everyone takes things that seriously.
They don't know what to do. What do you do about the TSA?
He says, "You folk are already seen as aliens and usurpers, and you do yourself no favors with your abhorrent behavior." Well, that's not the impression that I've gotten from the reception that we've had around here. There are certainly people who have a... I guess that they're sort of they've dug in deep to the political system. They've got a few cards in play, and they don't want the system to change. They don't want the status quo to change. They might be collecting a pension or something like that. So certainly those people are going to be the ones that come out the most vehemently against us. But as far as the New Hampshire people that really like freedom, we've had a really great response. The guys from Free Minds TV, Nick and Toby, that you hear on this program on Tuesday nights, they are New Hampshire natives, and they love it that free staters are coming here and getting active. And I know for a fact they aren't the only ones.
And a lot of the old-timers, too, who really believed in Live Free or Die. It's these people from Massachusetts who escaped the whole oppression of Massachusetts, come up here and recreate the very oppression they ran away from. That's the problem here.
Now, since I run the website freekeen.com, I can actually look at the IP addresses and email addresses that people use to post comments, because you have to put a little bit of info in there, but it can be anonymous to most people. However, I can say for certain that our buddy Fred Parcells from the city of Keene, he works for, he used to be a cop, he used to be a city councilor, and now he's currently, so he's a former cop, therefore he's collecting a pension. Now he is also a full-time bureaucrat for the Housing Authority. So this guy is, again, one of those guys that's in deep with the city government, and he posts anonymously on the blog right after Ari saying, "Right on, Ari, the Mickey Mouse Club. Young people playing while they wait to grow up. It's doing more harm than good. In time, they will mature, and this phase of their lives will pass." Now, this is the same condescending attitude I've heard from Fred in the past. He sort of vacillates between being nice and just being a real jerk. Well, and he's being a jerk here. He's suggesting that the people that are non-cooperative, the people that are doing these sorts of activism we're talking about, are immature, that they're young. But Lauren Canario is in her 50s. Russell Canning, I think, is also in his 50s. And so, no, this is certainly not a young person's movement.
No, Russell's not in his 50s.
He's not?
Russell's the same age as I am. He's
really?
37.
37? My gosh, yeah. He looks a little older than that.
Yeah,
anyway, I know for a fact Lauren is in her early 50s.
Well, I'm 80 and I'm still doing it.
Yeah, right. And
Fred does seem to think that it's sort of a hippie movement. You know, he's relating to things in the past.
Right. Maturity is obeying, Mark.
There's probably some corollaries there, and I think that basically what this comes down to is you have to create a lot of a network of people. For instance, my neighbor was talking crap about Free State Project members when I was over at his house one time, and I said, "Whoa, wait, I'm a Free State Project member." Suddenly, his whole opinion of Free State Project members has changed because he knows me. He knew me before he had contact with me. He thought I was a good guy.
Well, imagine
now he thinks Free State Project's a good thing.
Right. He may have been hearing things from Fred before he met you.
I think that a lot of it's networking and creating, positive thoughts and amongst the public. Good PR.
Right. I want to get to these calls, but just one other addition. There are more comments that are very, very critical and many great supportive comments, and you're welcome to see the story, see the video over at freekeen.com. But Fred actually posts later on as a different name, and he references his earlier post. So you know things are bad for your side when you have to pretend like you're multiple personalities in order to try to make it
look... Well, maybe he had another point to make, and since he had posted anonymously, he just needed to refer to that.
Yeah.
I don't think you can infer anything there.
He says the FSP is filled with individuals who have nothing but contempt for any form or level of government. It seems very contrary to the Free State Project pledge, which speaks to reduced government, not no government. Sorry, Fred. The pledge says when you pledge to join the Free State Project, you agree that the maximum role of government should be blah, 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 protection of life, liberty, and property. That's the maximum role. The minimum can be zero. So, sorry, that is available in both of those options are available in
Fred,
the pledge.
You got nothing.
And then he says, oh, well, as Ditto noted above, they're young. And Ditto was his personality that he used earlier. Let's go to your calls. Ampline, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello? You're on the air? Let's try the other Ampline. You are on the air on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Hey, this is Dennis in New Hampshire.
Hey, Dennis?
Hey, Dan.
So here's some examples for you. The town, one of the town selectmen in the New Hampshire town of Hopkinton is the guy who organizes the Free State Project's Liberty Forum.
Okay.
So that's somebody who's both in the government, clearly look up to in the town. He got at least that many people to vote for him.
That's cool.
And then you've got, of course, at least one member I know of the Board of Directors of the Gun Owners of New Hampshire.
Wait a minute. Dennis, are you trying to say that Free Staters are getting elected even though Russell Canning and Dave Ridley and Lauren and myself are out here non-cooperating?
Oh, you want to know people that love Free Staters that are in the government? Maybe the two dozen representatives who are already rated A-plus and A. Who doesn't love someone who shows up and starts rating you A-plus or A? They're used to being in the minority.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're, you know, they like this. They love this stuff.
So you're saying that we can actually coexist and that we're not ruining it for the rest of you?
It doesn't. All of this is the screeching and wailing of the dying of,
isn't it,
you know, all this, you know, the big state. Now,
yeah.
I don't know how small the government's going to get in New Hampshire. I don't know what form it's going to take. But this is the screeching and the wailing that's going to go on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact is, people are going to go about different ways of trying to get bring about liberty. I think that a rain-sodden, moldy couch in your yard is probably not the highest and best use of a liberty activist's time. But, you know, so what?
It would have been cleaned up eventually. I mean, if they move out and then I have to get rid of it, it will get... I mean, I won't leave it there. It's not my couch. It's theirs. Hey, Dennis, I'm glad you called in, and I appreciate hearing from you. All right, we're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We will return tomorrow night. You can join us on our website in the meantime. And all the fun there is free, so enjoy it all at freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.